The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
In Acts 8, when Philip was about to baptize the Ethiopian eunuch, one of his answers to the eunuch included, "If you believe with your whole heart." Is there such thing as mostly believing? Bob Wilkin and Mike Lee will offer clarity on this question, and we thank you for joining us today on Grace in Focus. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Find out more about us at faithalone.org. There's information about our conference ministry, regional and national conferences, and about our free subscription magazine, Grace in Focus, which comes out 6 times per year, full-color, beautiful magazine, great articles. It's free and postage paid if you live in the lower 48 United States. Otherwise, all you have to do is pay for postage. Find out about it at faithalone.org. Now, with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Mike Lee.
Mike, I believe you have a question. Who's the question from?
We'll call him Mr. Washington.
Mr. Washington,
okay. Yes. Mr. Washington, he loves our channel, and he has a question on Acts 8:37 here from the King James Version. And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Now he asked Mr. Washington, "Can a person be saved by belief, but maybe not with all his heart? Is there mostly believe? How do you gauge all?"
Wow, that's a great question. And I think it underscores the fact that we need to be students of the Word. Because, well, let's look there. Acts 8, and I'm going in the New King James. He's quoting from the King James, but the text is the same in both. And he said in the New King James, let's go to preceding. "So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man?" And this is the suffering servant section from Isaiah 52 and 53. "And Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now when they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" And then we get the quote that Mr. Washington gives us, right?
Right.
"If you believe with your whole heart."
Yeah, all your heart.
And then we find after that, he says, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and Philip and the eunuch went down in the water, and he baptized him. So there's a number of things to recognize in this question, and I would say I've got several points. First of all, the issue here is baptism, not the new birth. So Philip isn't saying if you believe with your whole heart, you can be born again. He's saying, if you believe with your whole heart, you can be baptized. But the other part that I think is first important is Acts 8:37 is not found in the majority of manuscripts. It's not found in either what's called the majority text or the critical text, the so-called critical text. So Erasmus found it in a marginal note in one of his manuscripts, and he included it in what's called the TR, the Textus Receptus. And the King James and the New King James are based on the Textus Receptus. So as a result, you'll find it in the King James and the New King James. Now, it is found in some of the critical text manuscripts in brackets, and the brackets indicate that it's not part of the original text. But a lot of critical text manuscripts just leave verse 37 out completely.
So what you're saying is these Greek manuscripts, the majority of Greek manuscripts, and even a lot of the older Greek manuscripts don't have this verse.
Exactly. So this isn't even scripture. Okay, so the first thing I would say is not scripture. But secondly, let's go through and say, okay, for those of you who believe that the King James text, like there are people who are called King James only, right? KJO, yeah. Right? King James only. And they say the King James text is the inspired text. Okay, if you hold that view, you need to be able to explain Acts 8:37. And even if you don't, if you think somehow that the King James is the accurate reading here, that the TR is the accurate reading, you need to be able to explain it. So my first point is, this is about baptism, not regeneration.
because that's the question that was asked, right? What hinders me from being baptized, not what must I do to be saved?
Right. And secondly, the man, when he answers, doesn't say, I have believed with my whole heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He just says, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
He dropped the with all your heart qualifier.
Right. And Philip baptizes him, and Philip didn't question him on, wait a minute, you just said you believed. You didn't say with your whole heart.
Mm-hmm.
Third, Mr. Washington is correct. We either believe something or we do not. Could you read his question again? I liked his point.
Sure. Can a person be saved by belief, but maybe not with all his heart? Is there mostly believe? And how do you gauge all?
Yeah. So there is not mostly believe, and how do you gauge all? You don't. So this would lead to a lot of confusion. And by the way, this is the only place anywhere in the New Testament where we find believing with your whole heart. Now, there are some verses where Jesus talks about, I've not seen such great faith, and he talks about mm-hmm. little faith. But I've got an article at faithalone.org, and people can see it. But great faith is not because it's a different kind of faith. Great faith is because someone has believed something that most people don't believe, like Jesus could heal without even being present. So the centurion says, just say the word and my servant will be healed. You don't have to come and touch him. Most people in Israel believed, yeah, Jesus could heal people, but he had to touch them.
Yeah, his power didn't extend to hundreds of miles away.
Right.
You can heal somebody without even being in his presence.
And right.
Just say the word and it happens.
Right. That's great faith.
Yeah, right.
Did you know that the Grace Evangelical Society offers an MDiv degree through our online seminary? And tuition is free to those who maintain a 3.0 grade average. It is a 3-year degree program, and you could submit your application now to gain acceptance. Then stay apprised of our registration periods for upcoming semester terms. Program and application details can be found at gesseminary.org. Have a look at our MDiv degree. Become an approved workman. Find out how. gesseminary.org.
It's not great faith because it's a different kind of faith. It's not with your whole heart. It's believing something most people wouldn't believe.
Right.
And so he is correct. Washington is correct. We either believe something or we don't. And as I mentioned just now, no other verse distinguishes degrees of faith. And fifth, in John's Gospel, which is the only evangelistic book in the Bible, Jesus repeatedly said, whoever believes in him has everlasting life, right? Like John 3:16, John 5:24, John 6:47. None of those say he who believes with his whole heart. In fact, the only other whole heart verses, there's three of them, are found in the Synoptic Gospels, and that's where Jesus says we need to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So that's loving God with your whole heart, not believing with your whole heart. And
so there are levels of love, but they're not levels of belief.
Right. There's not levels of belief. And even the levels of love, it's simply saying you're loving God wholeheartedly. And it again, would not refer to some other kind of greater love in a specific incident. It's more loving God in more things. So I'm loving him in all aspects of my life. But the final thing is, there might be some King James-only advocates who cite this verse to say, okay, in order to be born again, you need to have really big faith with your whole heart.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not aware of them. I haven't found a quote from a single one. So I don't think this verse is used by Lordship Salvation people in order to prove it. In the first case, most Lordship Salvation people do not believe that Acts 8:37 is part of Scripture. And in the second place, even if they do, they recognize this is talking about baptism. It's not talking about the new birth. And the man doesn't say, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God with my whole heart. He just said, I believe it.
Yeah, I guess based on what you're saying, there's really not much scriptural support for there's this heart faith versus some other, you know, like partial faith. But it's just more out of tradition why people keep pushing this like heart faith concept. You need to believe with all your heart.
Right. Yeah, you know, there's a booklet, Missing Heaven by 18 Inches, and they're talking about believing with your heart versus believing with your head. And in my book, Confident in Christ, in the opening chapter where I deal with saving faith,
yeah,
I talk about the fact that there is no distinction between head faith and heart faith in the scriptures.
Yeah.
The head and the heart are used synonymously in the New Testament. And so you can say, for example, what is Romans 12:2? Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, mind is not bad there.
Mm-hmm.
Mind is good.
Good.
But we can talk about believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, right?
Yeah.
And heart there just means the inner self. It doesn't mean the blood-pumping organ, mm-hmm. and it also doesn't mean some special place within your soul. It simply means the inner person.
Yeah. So believing with your heart is no different from believing with your mind.
Right.
I've heard some flexible free grace people say like they distinguish heart belief versus mind belief. They're saying the heart belief is trust. You need that extra step, and that's what becomes heart belief.
Listen, I remember one time for years I was at Victor Street Bible Chapel, which is a small, mainly Hispanic Plymouth Brethren church in Dallas, and I was there for almost 30 years. During the early years I was there, probably this was in the late 90s, mid-90s, we had an evangelist come in who we had no title for him back then, but I think we would now say he was flexible, free grace. He was invited to do an evangelistic message at the church. And so the people in the church who were almost exclusively Mexican-American, they invited their friends and relatives. And so that particular, most Sundays we had like 30 people. That Sunday we had like 60. So it really, we had 20 or 30 visitors. And the evangelist gave this message in which he said that the bad news is we're all sinners and we're separated from God. But the good news is Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And if you believe that he died on the cross for your sins, then he takes away the sin barrier. But it's not enough to believe that he died on the cross for your sins. You also have to trust him. And then he gave an illustration, and I can't remember the illustration he used, but it was something like the chair illustration. You know, you got to sit in the chair, and unless you sit in the chair, you don't really believe it. And then he said, would you like to trust him? And he had them fill out cards, and they put a check on the card if they prayed to trust Christ. Well, Zane Hodges and Luis Rodriguez followed up with the 12 people who checked that they had trusted Christ, and not one of them understood that simply by believing in Jesus, they were born again. So yeah, I think sometimes the flexible free grace people, not all of them, mind you, they're not monolithic, but sometimes they bring in this trust element and it leads to confusion.
Right. Thank you, and remember to keep grace
in focus.
Be sure to check out our daily blogs at faithalone.org. They are short and full of great teaching, just like what you've heard today. Find them at faithalone.org/resources/blog. We would like to thank all of our financial partners who help us keep this show going. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can be a financial partner, visit us at faithalone.org. On our next episode, is there any crossover between free grace salvation and lordship salvation? Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.